You are listening to the Telehealth 20 podcast, where Rob Vining, a physical therapist and technology entrepreneur, guides you through the never mind. Oh, yeah, okay, look. I'm just a physical therapist, but I'm also excited about technology and the use of telehealth. You might be saying, What is that? Telehealth uses technology to connect ourselves to patients who need our expertise and our knowledge. And if we do this right the first time, we can change the industry of healthcare into something more efficient, convenient, and accessible to everyone around the world. Thanks for listening and on to the show. The Telehealth 20 podcast is now sponsored by telehealthpt.com. telehealthpt.com is an entire library that shows you everything you need to get started with your own digital practice. Now, this isn't something where there's a paywall in place. We're crafting a library that any rehab professional can go to, download the information, learn, and get started right now, immediately, with your own digital practice. The barriers to entry are no longer cost, it's just knowledge. Head over there right now, or immediately after you finish listening to this podcast. www.telehealthpt.com. Okay, everybody, welcome back to the show, and this is going to be a good one. I have had multiple encounters with this physical therapist, so this is one that I know is going to be an exciting, high-energy interview. So we've got Brian Pekarski on with us today from Core Matrix Physical Therapy, and Brian, appreciate you coming on the show, and let's just give the audience awesome. A little background about yourself and go into it, man.
All right. Sounds great, Rob. Appreciate you having me here. My name is Brian Pekarski. I'm a physical therapist up in sunny Buffalo, New York. Yeah. We actually get some sun here, which is pretty sweet. So anyhow, my background is pretty much orthopedics. I've been doing this for about 22 years, but my real passion has been vestibular rehab, and that's where I founded my vestibular mobile practice, Core Matrix. Really the last 12 years, I've really focused on the vestibular population. I just find it very rewarding and people get better. And I was just getting frustrated with the clinical setting just because of, at least in the Buffalo, New York area, the reimbursement's horrible and you're seeing maybe four or five people an hour and you can't dedicate one-on-one time that a vestibular patient needs. I mean, there's a lot of hands-on, there's a lot of safety issues. Yep. And I was just getting tired of that whole song and dance. So as I started to kind of look in and, as I was watching things on the mobile PT League and just other therapists talking about mobile, and I'm like, you know what? Vestibular could really work. Yeah. Really niching down. And they're always saying like niche, riches are in the niches. And I'm like, that's so true. And I'm like, and a lot of therapists really don't know how to treat vestibular rehab patients. Right. And I've seen so many people that, they're going on YouTube and trying these crazy maneuvers and getting worse. And I'm like, oh my goodness, And it's like, or even some of the therapists, they're not really trained and they don't really understand if it's not a basic epley or if somebody has a really bad neck, what do you do? So there's a lot of cool different techniques you can use and that I've learned. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go with this. So the process was ridiculous. It took New York State again. We're talking.
Oh, I know.
For my business license, it took about 10 months just to get my license. I was hoping to go with this by January, and it wasn't really until April, of this past year that I'm official, 100% good to go, PLLC, liability, everything. It was just unreal how long it took. So, now we're good to go. Things have been great. The niche is a little smaller than a general orthopedic, so the volume isn't there, but that's okay. Cause it's just, it's a matter of, you're going to the home, you're doing maneuvers or you're instructing on exercises to help the vestibular issue that they have, being it EPPV or hypofunction or just instability. And by doing the evaluation, and you have a pretty good idea if you can help them or not, and there's a lot of people with chronic vestibular issues and there's still things you can learn. Because a lot of people that, just like everything else, like in home care, you're doing, I'm doing leg kicks and marches. I'm like, okay, that's nice. But are you really, is that really therapy? Right. So, you're really getting to the function and you're hammering out their functional environments and challenging them and progressing them. So they get to see, hey, you know what? I'm getting better. This is easier. This is great. And they love it and they love the challenge and they know they're getting better. Yeah. So you really can see and test it in their environment. It's kind of a hassle though, because when I go to the homes, I have this huge massage table and I've got this hockey bag full of all kinds of things. It's unreal. I look like I'm homeless. I'm running, I'm running through these homes and, knocking into things. I'm like, oh, sorry, but I mean, I've got the infrared goggles that I use for my assessments, at least mobile based. I've got all kinds of tools and, also orthopedic tools. I mean, it's not just vestibular. I mean, that's my passion. That's my niche, but I mean, I'm all open. My toolbox is totally open. So if people need something else, I'm there. I'm McKenzie certified as well. So the telehealth, and that's where I really found when I found you, and I'm like, telehealth is cool, right? And then as I was talking to you and we had that first interview, I'm like, oh, telehealth, you know, and McKenzie, I'm like, crap, I'm certified. I'm like, this is fantastic, because that really lets you do the hands-off method. I mean, obviously you got to know when you have to refer out or when you need them in the clinic. But the assessment is fantastic, because through all the training with McKenzie, your assessment or your evaluation is 90%. The patient tells a story, you need to listen.
Yeah.
You know? And then as you watch them move and you evaluate, you just know what to do.
Yeah.
You know, and you based on your evaluation and your skill and your clinical knowledge, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
And if McKenzie doesn't work, you know, there's a lot of other things too. Absolutely. So it's pretty cool. You know, it's a great place to start, and then you can kind of tailor what you need. You know, you just open the toolbox and you grab another modality.
Right.
Which is awesome. And the same thing with the vestibular. So even with telehealth, you know, I'm doing all these videos kind of branded on my own, and I'm just showing different vestibular techniques, positions, that I can even show people or show caregivers. So when we start getting into some elderly type folks and they can't make it to the clinic, which again, why we're doing telehealth anyhow, people that really need that can't make it. It's really easy to show them, you know, how to maneuver, or, you know what, walk you through it and then send the video. Or even if you had to collaborate with another therapist that isn't well-versed in vestibular, you know, you could like three-way conference call it. Like I saw one of your videos you did before with the shoulder, the one shoulder example, that was cool. Yep. I mean, so you know, that's an option too. So, I mean, just the technology's just made things amazing, you know.
Yeah.
You can reach out to other people and just get different ideas and really collaborate and really help the patient. So it's fantastic. So
yeah,
it's pretty exciting. I mean, you know, and like I said, I wanted to do this for a while, but I was a little hesitant about the technology. I mean, the technology part was a little scary. And, you know, as we talked many times about things.
I was going to say, what changed? What kind of put that shift on you to where you're like, you know what? I mean, other than the competition, because that's what I'm hearing from everybody that signed up so far, is they're like, yeah, you put the fire under my butt. I got to do this.
The competition just did light the fire. But, you know, my game plan, I mean, I had a game plan of, you know, maybe, you know, September, October, just get started kind of thing. And I'm like, you know what? And then the more I kept listening to you, and then this contest come on, you know what? I'm just going to go with it, because why wait? You know, there's a deadline. So what makes you do it? You know, when you have a deadline, you're like, you have to do it. You know, if you just say, I'll do it whenever. It's just like anything else. Like, I'm going to go to the gym. I'll go tomorrow. I'm going to go. I'm going to go do something else. It's the same idea. So it's a matter of just wanting it and like just going for it.
Yeah.
And what's not a better time than now? I mean, you've given us such great resource. I mean, I truly appreciate it. I mean, without your help, I mean, none of us could even have gotten this far. So, you know, I do appreciate your, just your help and your guidance and doing this for us, because
I appreciate it.
I mean, without that, I wouldn't know what I'm doing, you know, I'd be doing just the mobile and, you know.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about, cause I think some people are kind of clueless. Well, let me reframe that. The people that I talked to and the Congress and Senate yesterday, I know that they really had no idea what I was even talking about when this was kind of on the agenda of like, they're like, what? Like physical therapy through telehealth. How is that going to help the Medicare population? Because that was what we were discussing and talking to them about. Yeah. And so for our profession, I think a lot of people are in the same mindset when it comes to telehealth with certain niche areas like vestibular.
Absolutely.
So could you kind of describe a little bit of how you would do this or how you plan on doing this?
Yeah. So, I mean, basically, again, just like the McKenzie system, it's a source of, you know, subjective information. So just by talking and interviewing and going through my template, I'm going to get an idea real good of if this is somebody I can help, you know, telehealth, or is this somebody that needs to get in a clinic and do the maneuver? And a lot of it's going to depend on obviously the age of the person, how severe this vertigo is. You know, is this somebody that there's other red flags going on with, which again, through the screening, you know, just like the McKenzie, like the 5 D's and the 3 N's and all these certain clues you listen for. Mm-hmm. But when I hear, okay, you know, I'm only dizzy when I lie down, I turn to the right, or I look over my shoulder, or I look down, to me, those are, you know, those are classic signs of, okay, this is probably positional vertigo.
Right.
And just by getting a very thorough subjective information and having them do a couple things, I've got a pretty good idea what's going on.
Right.
And if it's a fairly straightforward case and I feel comfortable, I would definitely have a patient's like family member with them just to kind of guide them through, because as you know, if somebody has vertigo and you're putting them in a modified Epley or a different position based on what you think, you know, symptoms can get awry, but that's how you fix it.
Right.
So you'll have a pretty good idea pretty quick. And then if that's something that, ooh, it's not looking good, or, well, this is a lot of movement and I'm not feeling comfortable with how they're moving, if they can't really get on the bed and kind of simulate what I'm showing, then that's somebody I would probably have come to a clinic. And if it's not here in New York, I would, you know, definitely refer out or find somebody or a clinic that somebody that knew how to do vestibular rehab.
Yeah.
And then also if it's just like, you know, if it's some like chronic, like they have like a Meniere's disease or just like a chronic hypofunction hearing loss, and it's just like a balance thing, you know, then there's all kinds of cool VOR things you can do and habituation exercises. So really it comes back to function. You know, what can't they do? What can they do? What's their goal? It's like everything else. If we listen and we take an accurate history and we listen to what the patients want, they're going to tell you. It's just a matter of, can you need to deliver, or if you can't deliver it to somebody else, or see them in physical space.
Yeah.
Or if it's something that's not sounding good at all and you're like, ooh, you're going to send them to their doctor, you know?
Yep. Yep. So, and we're doing that triage, which basically is a huge favor. And it acts like a beneficial component for that patient that's always going to remember that, hey, Brian saw me and told me, you know, I can't fix you, but I'll tell you exactly where to go to get this solved.
Exactly.
And then you save their bacon, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, you help them out to the point where if there's other things that you do, why wouldn't they start with you again the next time?
Exactly.
It's not like somebody has an issue and they go to their primary care physician, the primary care physician refers them out, and then they go, oh, that primary care physician couldn't fix me. I'm never going to them again. No, it's that's unreal. Their home base.
Exactly. And you know what, to be honest, like the primary care, they just, it's sad to say, but they really don't get it.
No,
you know? They don't get it. They, you know, they think everything is, every dizziness is positional vertigo. You know, they don't really take the time to listen and realize that it's positional, right?
Right.
Positional vertigo isn't 24/7. That's something else, you know, and that's, you know, then you have concussions and head injuries. There's all kinds of different things, you know, but really when you listen to the patient, they're going to tell you the story. And if it's sounding, and there's very specific things that sound vestibular BPPV, which are easy. And then you got the other things that are a little tougher when it's more of a balance or a, you know, habituation or the oscillopsia when their eyes are bouncing up and down, they can't read. And, you know, those are just different ways to treat. You have different tools in your toolbox. You know, you've got your VOR, you've got your balance, you've got your vestibular. So it just depends on what category, just like McKenzie, is it derangement? Is it postural? Is it dysfunction? Right.
Yep.
So it's a similar thing. You got to figure out what category and then where do they got to go?
Yeah.
And then just by doing some testing, I mean, just doing like a modified vertebral artery seated test, you know, if you're doing that and talking to them and they're feeling, you know, okay, I'm starting to think, you know what, this patient needs to be seen, you know, by the medical profession before you start messing around.
Yeah, totally.
And the cool thing was a lot of the vestibular techniques now that I do, they're modified that even if somebody had a really, you know, a really bad neck or vertebral artery issue or even a neck fusion, like there's ways or positions you can do that effectively. Because before I was always like, oh, if I had somebody with a fusion, I'm like, man, I can't even do this. But
right.
Some of the advanced training I had, I'm like, wow, this is cool. And I just had a recent patient that had a neck fusion.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, oh man, this is going to be a little challenging, but you just have to modify.
Yeah.
And they got it great. So I was like, it's just a matter of modification. And maybe 3 years ago, I'd have been like, oh man, I don't know what I can help him. I can't get the neck extended back, which really you don't even need to do, you know?
Yeah.
So it's pretty interesting just to learn more of the advanced techniques, just like anything else. It's
just it makes
up with the technology and just the positions. And
it makes you problem solve, which is
really does.
Truly what prevents burnout is being able
really
to use this thing right here to where you have to do an assessment, dig into that subjective and really do some problem solving that makes you work at your highest level.
Exactly.
Right? And that's the fun part. That's why we all got into this, because it's like a puzzle.
Yeah.
You're trying to dig the information out of the patient, try and figure out what this is and how to get them better as fast as possible. And then when you succeed, the patient loves you. You feel great.
Oh,
and then word of mouth just spreads like crazy.
It's just crazy. I mean, like every patient that I help with vertigo, it's just, they're so grateful. And you know, it just makes me feel good because it's like, you know what, this is something I can really change. And I'm not spending $10,000 on testing and seeing a neurologist and seeing a cardiologist and all these different things when, you know, I spend maybe 20 minutes, half hour doing some positions and they're like totally symptom free.
Yep.
You know, when you retest, dizzy lane. Okay. I'm going to do some techniques, some procedures or coach you through some of these and then redo it in the lie down. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not as dizzy. And it's like, they're like, they think you're like magical. And it's like, what?
I've had like, vertigo before. People who have not had vertigo don't know the difference, but it's so game changing whenever.
Yeah.
So mine started, I remember I was putting in a garbage disposal and I was down there
Sure. Yeah.
And I was down there and I got out from under there, and I've been in PT for 4 or 5 years, I think. And I got out from under the sink and I was like, oh, stroke or vertigo. One of the two.
Yeah.
Fine there. Okay. Got vertigo. And I was just walking down the walls to my, you know, to my bed to just lay down flat.
It's wild.
Yeah. That was the thing where, and immediately I knew that we had a well-trained PTA. Her name was Patty. I remember specifically, she helped me out one visit and it was like done. And I was like, oh, Patty, you're a lifesaver.
She
was
awesome.
Like, yeah, well, this is what I do all day. And I'm like, oh, you're the best.
It's such a rewarding, thing to be able to help somebody with something like that severe, you know? I mean, we all deal with backs and knees and hips, and some of it's chronic, which is a little more of a challenge. But when it's a true vestibular issue and it's straightforward and you can get them better in like a visit or two, it's just awesome. Like they're never going to forget you. Like they're going to call you. I mean, I have people, they're always looking for, like, hey, can you put those crystals back? I'm like, you know, I try to explain, I'm like, well, they're not those kind of crystals, but
yeah, exactly.
The Otacone. Oh yeah. Okay. Whatever, you know,
right.
But it's cool because they love it, and they like to understand it and really go over the anatomy. Like, it's a mechanical thing. We have to fix that. Like, how do we do that? And then you explain to them and they're like, oh, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
No, but just the triggers that do it, it's wild. Like some of the people will be like, the hairdresser, the dentist, you know, things that you wouldn't always think about. I'm like, wow, that does make sense, you know? And I don't know what happened. Anything? Did you go to the dentist lately? As a matter of fact, I did. Well, when you're, you know what? As a matter of fact, it might've been a day after. So, you know, things like that, I mean, maybe years ago, I wasn't really digging into the history as much, but I mean, McKenzie really was awesome because it really hones your evaluation skills and your subjective skills, because it's basically telling you what the problem is, you know, and a lot of us, you know, as you're doing this for a while, sometimes you're like, you kind of a little bit there, a little bit there, and then you miss stuff. And I mean, we've all done that, right?
Yeah.
But when you really are hammering in and you're diligent about going through your subjective, I mean, it just tells you everything.
Yeah, I really think that's what's going to help with this contest, the Telehealth 10K, is that it's going to give examples, like recorded examples of somebody like yourself that's a seasoned professional that's able to see somebody and to kind of take away that veil of mystery and magic that some therapists and a lot of patients don't really see. And they're like, ooh, I wonder if they can actually help me. When you have a recorded example that you can, you know, shorten down into like a 5-minute clip to where you can put that as a testimonial, where a patient with vertigo or a family member, because the patient with vertigo probably doesn't want to be looking at a screen.
Exactly,
so the family member's searching, they look and they see this person starting with this, ending with this, and it's all recorded and right there in front of them. That's a game changer. So that's why I think a lot of these videos are going to be beneficial to show not only the orthopedic side, which I've shared some of those videos inside the group. People can look at it and go, hey, this does work. But there's so many different niche areas that we can actually benefit the patients through telehealth and our professional experience. I think it's just going to be mind blowing with this collection of what I think is going to be, you know, up to 1,000+ videos.
Oh, it's going to be great. I mean, it's going to be fantastic. And just seeing everybody's different take on things, you know, everybody has a different skill, a different way with patients. So it's really neat to be able to just see all that record, just how people interact.
Yep.
And you know, like anything else, if the patient is uncomfortable, you're not confident in what you do, you know, they don't want to listen as much. So just to see the interaction and, you know, and again, I'm sure a few of these in the beginning are going to be a little rough just because you're getting used to it, but
totally.
And that's the nice thing about the contest. I mean, it's free.
Yep.
You're learning and you're helping the patients. So it's a win-win, you know, and it's nice to have that nice little carrot dangling too. But but the best thing is, I mean, we're all coming out of here in this contest with a digital practice, like you said, which it's fantastic.
Yep.
I mean, for $199, you can't, you can't beat that. I mean, you are way too generous. I appreciate that, but man.
It's gonna change the game. I really think it is. So let's dig in a little bit more on the contest and just the marketing aspect of it, because I think you kind of popped the cork on something that I kind of in my head knew was gonna happen, and I had talked about in the kickoff question and answer session whenever we first launched it not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before that, was look, talk to your local newspapers and give them a story. And I think that's something that you hit on today and were text messaging me today about. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So after hearing that, I was like, you know what? That's a good idea. I'm like, this is a great, great local story, like you said. So I reached out to one of the local newspapers here in Buffalo. It's called the Buffalo News. It's the biggest newspaper here. And I sent an email or a text, email to one of the the writers, because actually this gentleman was supposed to, I was doing a webinar or a workshop a few months ago, and he owed me a story because he, I don't know, so he got busy. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, in case you forgot about me, I go, you kind of owe me a story anyhow. And he's like, yeah, I'm sorry, man. You know, so he's like, you know what? I'm super busy. But he goes, after Labor Day, man, I got you. He goes, you know, September 3rd, call me. We're going to hook this up. So I was like, fantastic. So that's one of them. And then basically what I did, you know, when you go to the library and they have those, just the health magazines, I'm sure every city has them, right? So I went to one of my local libraries and I grabbed every health paper I could. I grabbed about five of them, like, you know, Living, you know, Forever Living, Over 50, you know, the local little local papers. And I just grabbed them all. Yeah. And I just took, I went inside and I was just looking for, you know, whoever the editors or story, whatever, whoever I could find that was on the editing board. And I just was firing out emails, right? Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. So it was pretty cool. Like I sent one out, I guess, yeah, I guess it was Monday. So today I got another one for another, it was another local paper there, and said, you know what, this sounds great. And I said, well, they're like, when you get more details, you know, definitely, you know, I'd like to talk and interview you and we'll get that going. And I'm like, oh, yeah, great. Cause I didn't, you know, I don't want them to think I'm some kind of scammer. I'm like, yeah, this guy's going to be doing these quote evaluations and, you know, they want to see something legitimate. So it was great. Yeah. So she was super pumped about it. So that's one. I also reached out to a local radio station. They do like a local, just like a local newscast, you know? So I'll see what happens there. I just did that today. So, and then I have two more that are out. One, actually, it was pretty cool because they let you just go on the website and you can just put in your events and it just, it goes into like this either online, but they also publish like a paper, like a weekly paper. Nice. Just on health. So that can be in there. So, I mean, I'm, I'm going nuts. I'm like so many things I'm just rolling out every avenue I can find. I'm just saying, hey, you know. And I just went to another ENT today. I'm like, hey, you know, just so you know, I like this guy doesn't remember me from last time I came. Right, you know how that goes. Not that we want to market, but I'm like, you know, I'm going to drop off some more cards. We're doing this awesome contest. I go, you know, I mostly see the vestibular patients and I'd love to work with you. And, you know, if you want any patients seen, I'm doing free visits from September to November. And the receptionist I talked to sounded, at least she sounded interested. I don't know how interested, but I'm like, can I speak and, you know, talk to this doctor? I'd really love to just pick his brain and just, you know, offer my services. And she sounded pretty, you know, interested. So I'm going to drop off some flyer, you know, once we get more of the details on the contest.
Right.
I'm just going to go nuts. I'm going to every avenue I can find. Cause you know, like you said, the more we do this, the better, you know,
And it's just going to spread it and make it more and more common for more patients to see this as an avenue of treatment and care.
Nobody knows about it. I mean, I don't think anybody in my area does telehealth, at least. Yeah. I mean, I know the VA does some, but it's more for like, you know, pharmacy, things like that. But I mean, as far as physical therapy, I don't know of anything or anybody around here that does that, you know. But it's just so cool because it's such an untapped resource. And just like, you know, so there's a few therapists throughout that do, you know, vestibular throughout the country. And it's just so interesting to me. And like I said, I can't wait to chat a little more with somebody on Friday just to get a little bit, pick their brain a little bit and just see how they do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I have an idea how I want to do it, but just to see maybe what works, what doesn't from their perspective that has experience, you know.
Yeah.
But it's pretty cool. I'm pretty pumped about it. So
yeah. Think about it this way too. It's you're doing that and then you're getting the information, getting comfortable, and you're basically recording visits similar that other people coming down the pipe will look at and go, oh, that's how they do it.
Yeah.
And it's all without utilizing any of our time in the future to help those future PTs that are going to look at this. Obviously PT and telehealth is going to be something in the next year that's going to be huge.
Absolutely.
Good news today is that, I mean, it's one step closer, everybody.
Oh, that's
great. Nobody's at the forefront like me, I promise you, it is very close to being reimbursable for insurance across the board.
Awesome. Yeah,
so that's something where the people that get in now and get it going now are going to be so far ahead of the game versus those that run maybe several clinics and they're looking at this and going, maybe I'll wait until. Meanwhile, the one-offs that are, you know, the small, nimble practitioners are doing this, getting their digital practice up and going, and they're going to be way far ahead of the game. They're going to have made all these initial technical details and tweaked them and fine-tuned them to where they're perfect, to where they don't have to worry about that in the future. This is just going to be, they're off and running while the other clinics are still trying to figure out, well, I don't want to screw up my patient base, you know, I don't want them to pay me for it and mess it up. You know, they're going to be so hesitant. That's where I think the beauty of this contest is that it lets everybody sharpen their skills and figure out their workflow.
Absolutely.
Without the risk of, you know, you're helping a patient for free. What's the worst that could happen? They say no?
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Yeah. That's no, it's almost like a clinical affiliation or like a fellowship, you know, in a way. It's kind of what it is, you know, for telehealth. Because, I mean, you know, none of us know this.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're lucky. Lucky we have you that you've done this and you have success because, like, I don't know. I would have probably never even thought about
this. When I first did this, this was a nightmare.
I mean, can only imagine. Oh, my gosh.
The internet was I think the best internet that I had back then in 2005 was, I think I had like 1.2 megs a second, which is like pretty high speed back then. Yeah. And now I've got like a gigabit speed coming in, which is, you know, 1000X of what I had back then. So it's come so far and all the tools are getting cheaper. Everything is just plug and play. Absolutely. This is all stuff that is not cost prohibitive at all.
It really isn't. I mean, I just bought all, you know, all the things that I purchased on Amazon. I mean, it really wasn't that much, you know, it's unreal. And I mean, you know, based on the recommendations from the group and then, you know, usually if you buy something, it'll tell you the other things that go with it. So, I mean, it basically, you know, spoon feeds you what you need, and it really isn't that much. And to be honest, like you said before, once you have it, you're good.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
You got to spend the initial and you know what, you can write that off, you know. Yeah. It's a business expense. So it's a no-brainer. Like everything else. I mean, this whole process is just, you know, if you don't do this content, like, I don't know, like, you're wasting time. I mean, I don't know what I mean. You should have like 200 people around, you know?
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's easily going to go over 100. There's no doubt in my mind. I mean, this.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I think
for
so.
For people not to take advantage of this opportunity, it's just silly. But, you know.
Yeah, and we've got that whole group. I mean, we've got over 3,100 people right now in the group. Yeah. In the activity level and the interest level, it's every single time that I have to look at the statistics for the back end, there's easily over 2,800 of the 3,100 people that are actively checking in on the group, seeing what everybody's doing.
Yeah, so I mean,
it's not like there needs to be thousands of people typing and posting. A lot of people are reading and learning.
Absolutely. Because it's all new, you know, just taking it in and practicing. I mean, it was very stressful. I'll be honest. I mean, when I was starting to get this set up, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I bought the microphone. I figure it's plug and play. No, and I need a cord. No, I got the Mac. So then I need this other Phantom 40 amp thing. I'm like, what the heck? You know? But the cool thing is now I know. So, you know, at least it's a learning experience, but it's cool. Cause you know, you get all this done. That's part of the preparation. It's not like we're going, all right, here's the contest. Let's go. And we're all struggling. We don't know what's going on. So, like you said, it gives us that opportunity to set up and get comfortable with the technology. Cause that's really the thing, you know, it's not the skill set, it's the technology, you know, and I don't know how it's going to be on the other end for the patients that we're going to be treating for free. I mean, you know, but you know, whatever, I mean, you know, it can be anything. I mean, we can talk wellness, we can talk injury prevention. I mean, there's so many topics. I mean, I do vestibular as my niche, but man, my toolbox is all over the place. I can do whatever, you know, I'm a strength and conditioning guy. I could do that. You know, I've done some Tai Chi. I've done some, you know, Reiki. I mean, I've got so many different things I could really go with if people want to just, you know, I don't need, I'm like, all right, hey, you want to learn something new? I'll show you some, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, it's really cool because with this contest, I mean, you could just do whatever, you know, you could just talk about things and, hey, you know,
sky's the limit.
Trouble. I mean, it's really, I mean, in a half hour of time with somebody, I mean, you talk to them a little bit, you show them some things, it's going to go by so fast.
Yeah. And a lot of times these patients are just super shocked how much they can learn because they're used to the 7 to 12 minutes in and out of the doc's office and they barely get to talk to the doctor. The doc shows them some films, looks at their charts, writes them a script or a referral, and then they're out the door and they're like, what just happened? Yeah. Did I learn something here? Right. Not really.
And I remember when I used to work in just outpatient ortho, I mean, it was ridiculous. You'd have an evaluation and 2 to 3 other patients scheduled at the same time. And you're like, okay, wait, I'll be right back. And then you're going to check out, you know, Mrs. Jones that has a fall history. And I'm like, all right, Mrs. Jones, you stay right there. Stay on that exercise ball. I'm going to run. You know, you're using your aids and it's like, oh my goodness, you know, and it's not fair for the patient. And they're paying all this money for what? For, you know, maybe 10 minutes of your time. And sometimes you don't even know if they showed up, if they're very functional and they're high level, you're paying a $50 copay for maybe I said hello, you know?
Yeah, right.
And those kind of ortho clinics, it's
one of the biggest things that I've heard from patients and I see all the time is that they will specifically say, you've explained more things in an hour's worth of time than I've heard for a 6-week plan of care that I went through. And I was like, ooh, I mean, hooray for me, I guess, but boo for wasting 6 weeks of this person's time. And sometimes that's all it takes. Mm-hmm. And especially if they can get a recording of the actual visit, now they have a complete library that they can look at too. And when their family asks them, hey, what'd you do in therapy today? They've got a video of it.
Yeah.
And not only can they learn from it, but now anybody else that's a friend or family member that looks at that video, they're like, who is this guy? Because they're amazing at teaching you exactly right. what needs to be done. And it's, again, the word of mouth. And so really we have to, as a profession, we really have to put our money where the mouth, our money where the mouth is. Wait, I'm way off on that.
Mouth of the-
yeah. We mouth have to money, show yeah. value first. How about that? That's the yeah. thing that we have to do in order to make this profession change. Because I think we're headed down the wrong path of seeing 2 to 4 patients an hour and that just being commonplace. And it makes us a technician instead of an expert.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. That's one of the reasons I'm like, you know what? I want to niche out. I want to get a service where people don't really have a lot of access to, but just really fine tune it. Because, you know, if you're a traditional vestibular patient in an orthopedic outpatient clinic, mm-hmm. you're in that same boat. You're getting juggled with 2 or 3 other patients.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not really fair. I mean, it's really not fair for any of the patients, but especially if you have some kind of serious dizzy issue,
right?
You really need to be monitored, you know, or at least, you know, at least within an arm's reach or be able to talk to like on a telehealth or having a family member near. You can't just go off in a huge clinic and just, stay right there on the edge of that table. I'll be right back. Right, and you hope to God they don't fall off that darn table.
Fingers crossed.
Right? It's crazy. So, yeah. I mean, that's why I like the mobile part of that because I go to their house. I see where they're at. Mm-hmm. You know, I take care of that. With the telehealth, I'm right there. If they have a family member or a caregiver, guess what? We're going to talk about things. I'm going to have them guard them if I'm showing them balance exercise, right? I'm going to send them the links to the exercises. I mean, it's going to be like just the technology makes everything so much easier.
It does.
Versus, you know, Googling image some lousy little exercise and I got to write it out and they can't read what I'm writing. So at least this, you're going to have, you know, it's going to be video. It's going to be, you know, written, you know, and you got all access to that. You don't have to worry, oh crap, I got to make another copy of this lousy, you know, photo that's I've used for the last 10 years and you can barely read it and they can't read what the heck I wrote on it, you know. So just the technology makes everything so much easier once you learn how to use it, you know.
Definitely. And I think that it's going to be something that if we really want to step into the space of actually solving this opioid crisis, we have to realize that these patients cannot stuff them in a 1 of 4 slots for that hour and expect to be able to make the connection to help them really understand what's happening or just prevent those people from getting on opiates in the first place. A lot of people can fall through the cracks when you're seeing 4 people in an hour.
Oh, absolutely.
And you have those people that are like, you know, maybe you forget 2 or 3 questions and they're just really in pain the next 3 or 4 days. And they're like, you know what? I do have this bottle of pills and I didn't want to start taking them, but I'm in therapy and they didn't say anything against it. So I'll just use it like the doctor told me to, you know, and it's not the doctor's fault. Yeah. The doctor's trying to make them feel better. Yep. It's not the therapist's fault because a lot of times they're overloaded.
You're right.
So getting back to basics on the reason that we did this is to be able to have that one-on-one personal connection and really solve the patient's problems. And I think that's one thing that this contest is going to bring up and show to the public and our profession in general is that this is getting back to first principles. We want to help patients. We don't necessarily want to help volume of patients. We want to help patients to solve their issue. And I think that this will help kind of bring us back home to where we started this profession in the first place.
Absolutely. Totally. 100% agree.
Yeah.
So true. So true.
Yeah. Well, all right, man. Well, September 1st.
I can't wait to
see some of the videos that you're going to have, man. This is going to be.
I can't wait. Yeah. I'm just reaching out to everybody. I'm going to just harass all the local doctors. And be like, hey, you guys need some therapy? I mean, yeah, obviously the vestibular, but you know, it's going to be whatever. You got some neck pain, you got some back pain, you're an athlete, whatever. I can see it all. Let's just fill up the schedule. Let's get this going. Get me experience. Yeah. Help people get better. Not have to worry about a copay. Not having to go down the road and, you know, pay $50 for, you know, some half, you know, half treatment.
Yeah, half
and,
of his, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like, come on. So I think it's great because, you know, most therapists, I mean, I don't know of anything like this that I've ever heard of, at least in my area. I don't know about in your area, but I've never heard of like just like a, you know, a cohort of just a bunch of professionals offering free services to the public. I mean,
other than Doctors Without Borders,
exactly,
kind of be our step into that arena.
It's totally, you know, it's such an awesome idea, and it's just like, man, how can people not get on board on this, you know?
Right.
It's just like It's a no-brainer. Everybody wins. Everybody wins.
You know? Definitely.
I love it. I'm so grateful that, you know, you're helping us out with this. I mean, it's so awesome. I mean,
if we had
more Robs in this world, yeah, we'd be on the top of that hill, you know?
Looking to make at least 100 of them, huh?
Oh, yeah. We're gonna have
everybody will be involved in this. And this is, I always say it all the time, but it's honestly true. If I could duplicate myself, that'd be great, because I want to be able to step out of this and everybody know just as much as I know, because then that helps our whole profession, and that whole rising tide, you know, floats all boats. That's true. And we have the opportunity with just 100 of us to be able to do that, like in a very short period of time.
Oh, absolutely. So
this is going to be something awesome. I see going on, you know, 4 times a year. Yeah. We'll start it in January. We'll start it in, you know, January, February, March, and then we'll start it again in April. And we'll do that 4 times a year to where at the very least, we'll have 400 physical therapists that have competed in this competition, or the same 100 if they want to compete every single time. Hey, great. That's awesome for the public. And it adds to that massive library of information that the public and therapists are going to be able to see and look and learn from.
Exactly. So
it should be a pretty darn interesting and eye-opening, and I think newsworthy. I think this is the newsworthy piece.
I mean, if everybody just went to their local, you know, the library and grabbed those local health magazines, or call your local, I mean, everything's online. You could, I mean, that's why I did most of it. Just kind of text, you know, find their contact information online, send them a message, send them a link with the contest information.
Yeah.
And just be like, look, this is free. There's no catch. You know, we're not going to, you know, we're going to give you the great service. We're going to give you, we're going to help you get better, or at least do our best. And I mean, it's not going to cost you anything.
Yeah.
What's the worst you're going to do? Learn something and feel better, right?
Right.
Or learn something not to do so you don't get hurt. I mean,
it's
just such an awesome opportunity for everybody.
It'll be
really
fun, man. Yeah.
I'm pumped. I can't wait.
Yeah. Well, how can people get a hold of you if they want to reach out?
Yeah. So a couple ways you can do my website. It's www.corematrixpt.com. You see my shirt here?
Yeah. See it? See it? Yeah. Perfect.
All right. Cool. So, you know, I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. My number, if anybody wanted to call me or text me, it's 716-391-2236. That's my business number. And, you know, I'll be doing some videos and, you know, once we're getting rolling here, we'll be doing some marketing and some, probably some ads, just trying to roll this out. So, but I'm pretty open. If anybody has any questions or anything, you know, get a hold of me on the website or leave a message or what have you.
Awesome, man.
Around. So, hey, Rob, I appreciate everything you're doing, man.
Yeah, man.
You're awesome. I appreciate all your help.
Thanks so much, man. I appreciate you coming on the show and joining this as a competitor, because I think it's just going to be a game changer. So everybody that's participating, I really, truly can't say how much I appreciate you as well, because this is a movement. It can't just be me. It's got to be a bunch
absolutely.
Of people, and you're one of those people, man.
Oh, man. I appreciate it.
All right,
Rob. You have a great night.
You too, man.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, everybody, for listening to the show, and we will catch you next time. Thanks so much. I appreciate everybody listening to this podcast. If you're watching us on YouTube, don't forget to hit that subscribe button below. That's my payment. And if you're listening to us on SoundCloud or iTunes or any podcast player, make sure to hit that subscribe button and you'll get our newest episodes as soon as they're released. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon.